producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Okay. Good morning on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I want to remind you that tomorrow on the show we're going to have Rachel Lucas, who recently, and she's out of Oregon, and she is a rape survivor, and I'm not going to tell you too much more about it because then I don't need to have her on, but from a female standpoint, she takes on all of the gun grabbers out there, and she busts them up. Busts them up. I mean, she just assaults them to no end. Amongst non-gun owners, sometimes you'll run into a non-gun owner. You may be carrying a gun that day, and if you let them know that you're carrying a gun, you're liable to get bombarded with a bunch of questions. And there's a lot of things that non-gun owners don't get about people that carry guns. So let's talk about the five things that I think they don't get about people that carry guns. One thing that they don't get is that, you know, when you're carrying a gun, there's a couple of things that go along with carrying a gun. Depending on what kind of gun you carry and where you carry it, it might be very uncomfortable. But over the course of time, it eventually becomes not really that big of a deal. Now, most people who don't own guns, and for the purposes of this discussion, we're going to call them non-gunners, haven't even ever touched a gun. This fact for them has imbued this inanimate chunk of metal with mystery and undue fear. Fear they think must be universal. Everybody's got it. If I'm afraid, you're afraid. They don't understand that someone who carries daily a firearm, it becomes, to me or you, as common as my keys in my wallet, my mobile phone. Like my keys or my wallet or my mobile phone, I keep my carry gun with me all the time. But I'm not constantly aware of it. If you need it, it's there, like, you know, what's in your wallet. But beyond keeping it under your secure control, you don't really worry about it. You don't go around thinking, boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, I'm carrying a gun. It becomes not that big of a thing. The other thing that they don't quite get is this one-size-fits-all safe storage doesn't really work. Well, you're often going to hear that the traditional nuclear family is no longer the standard. Non-gunners often assume that one-size-fits-all safe storage regulations can prevent gun tragedies. And they don't understand that there's two types of these tragedies. One is an authorized person getting hold of a gun and using it negligently or criminally. The other is a righteous citizen being unable to get to his or her home defense gun because a particular type of safe storage has rendered it inaccessible. Non-gunners think that children are the only ones that must be, you know, they have to be kept from guns, but really there's potentially a whole slew of people who must be denied access. There was one fool the other day that was going to impress his girlfriend with his gun handling skill, and as he was handling his gun that he thought was unloaded, he shot himself in the head. Not just children. Kids, yes. But their cousins and their friends and untrained adults in the household, house guests, those suffering from some sort of an addiction or dementia or mental illness or burglars or home invaders. At the same time, you, as the gun owner, have to have rapid access to your home defense guns. Now, you may have a large collection that is rarely accessed, or sporting weapons, you know, hunting rifles or stuff that you access frequently for the weekend or something. Then there's your living situation. Do you live in an apartment or in the city? Or do you live in an apartment in the city? Do you live in a single-family home? Do you live in a cabin in the woods? Do you live alone? Do you have an adult roommate with small children? Non-gunners never consider these factors. That's why safe storage regulations need to allow flexible approaches to securing firearms, with the specifics left to the person who understands the situation the best, the lawful gun owner. The biggest fraud ever perpetrated on people when, you know, if you go out and buy a gun and they say, and it comes with a trigger lock, big deal. Non-gunners don't understand about warning shots and wounding shots. If you have seen something involving a firearm in the movies or on television, it is almost certainly wrong. That's not so much some sort of a plot line nefariously put together by the Hollywood elite, so much as it is an adherence to the principle that everything is subservient to the narrative. It's all based upon the script. If something helps further the narrative, that doesn't matter whether or not it's accurate. That's why you'll witness shotguns being double-shut, Glocks having their hammers cocked, Uzis firing 1,000 rounds with one magazine. Going and watching a movie like that with a real gun owner is never fun, believe me. People cluck their tongues when they know something is ridiculously incorrect, but too often assume anything that they don't have specialized knowledge of is being presented with absolute accuracy. People who don't know guns at all really think that you can just fire a warning shot or shoot to wound in a crisis, because that's what actors do on screen. In many jurisdictions, a warning shot will get you locked up. A lot of defensive gun uses actually occur in low light. So getting out there and saying, I'm going to wound him in the shoulder, I'm going to shoot a leg out from under him, good luck. Good luck. These things are happening and unfolding at very great speed with an incredible stress. They've got the defender has an adrenaline dump happening in him. Some of this stuff is going to go straight out the window. Most armed citizens are not some veteran gunfighter, you know, with nerves of steel. They're not going to be lighting up the Camel after the shooting has occurred, you know, and saying, call for cleanup. They're not doing it. No. Number four, not everyone who has ever fired a gun becomes a gun expert. I'll get into that when we get back from the break. I don't like to carry a topic over into the break. I didn't go with this one fast enough. One of the reasons I point these things out is that while there's a bunch of us in the United States, well over 100 million of us, those that don't own guns get their information from Nancy Grace or Piers Morgan or Wolf Blitzer or name it. And there's nobody out there that's any good at this in mainstream media. Not even Fox News is good at this. They're just minded birds there. I saw some discussion they were having the other day, and the only one there that was making any sense was Tucker Carlson, because he kept bringing everybody back to reality. And the other two Fox hosts fell for the emotional carrot on the stick. So whenever you see something happening in the mainstream media, it says, we're going to talk about guns today, just remember this, they don't know what they're talking about. Even the ones that are for the guns don't know what they're talking about. Some of you probably have seen some of these things and you've said to yourself, they don't know what they're talking about. Well, you are absolutely correct. When we get back, the other two things that non-gunners don't get about you and me. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Somewhere there's all right. Welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. Talking about some of the misconceptions that non-gunners would have with gun owners. First three that we've already covered, carrying a gun eventually ceases to be a big deal. One size fits all safe storage is not going to work ever. Warning shots and wounding shots are a myth. and in some cases, a felony. Now we're down to number four. Not everyone who has ever fired a gun is a gun expert. Now, you'll see a lot of people get out there like, they'll say, I'm a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army, former law enforcement. I'm a United States senator. I am a reverend. They will cloak themselves in this rank or badge or title, and somehow or other this becomes part of the authority. This means when I'm speaking, I know exactly what I'm talking about. Documentarian, and I use that word very loosely, Michael Moore earned a marksmanship medal as a child and has decided to use this to portray himself as, if not an expert, at least someone who has once enmeshed in the gun culture. For non-gunners, look, oh, you shot a gun? Wow, you must know your stuff. Yeah. Firing a gun once does not make you a gun expert any more than flicking on a light switch makes you an electrician. Most police officers, I mean, not very long ago, like a decade, two decades ago, a lot of police officers went their entire career without ever drawing their weapon on duty. Somebody that's been in the military. That doesn't mean they were ever anything beyond competent with a firearm. Everybody that joins the military, for example, has to go through basic training, which basic rifle marksmanship is part of that. Once you complete that, and once you go on to your, I mean, if the ratio is 1-7, 7 support for every 1 combatant, well, most people aren't really driving weapons within the military. So if somebody, I'm a military veteran, well, there's a pretty good chance, there 7 chances in 8 that they were a cook or they worked in the post. And all that is very important stuff, and they all get issued weapons and they all have to qualify with them, but they're not driving them. People who oppose the Second Amendment somehow often use people as experts that have no idea what they're talking about. And a non-gunner will look at somebody like a Michael Moore or some of these people that anoint themselves as all of these other things, and they'll just say, oh, he really knows his stuff. And this is where the low-info voter becomes a key component of things. Carrying a gun, shooting a deer, that doesn't make you an expert in constitutional law. The other thing that a lot of people don't get that don't own guns is they don't understand that firearms ownership is a huge, huge tent. Hey, young black urban American female, you want to be a gun owner? Come on over here and let me tell you what I know. Let me give you my ideas. And then, hey, go down there and talk to that person down there. Go down there. And before long, she is part of a community she had no idea she was getting involved in. And that's everybody. That's everybody. Black, white, plaid, it doesn't matter. Male, female, big deal. Becoming a gun owner brings you into a group of people that you didn't really know existed as a subset of American culture that were very law-abiding and were very giving. If you show up at a range and I'm shooting something beside you and you're looking at it and you're like, what's that? I'm going to take it, clear it, make sure it's safe, bring you into the stall, stick a magazine in it, say, shoot it, and you tell me what it is. You tell me what you think about it. Gun owners carry for a lot of different reasons. Not everybody, you know, people who don't shoot on a regular basis look at us and think whether we're Elmer Fudd or Rambo or something. And that's because it's not part of their lifestyle. They have this laughable notion of what people who shoot must be like. Most gun owners, for example, don't hunt. Some own guns to go out in the field and shoot at paper targets. Some have guns to go out on a range and shoot targets while they're being timed. Some shoot at clay pigeons as if flung into an open field. Some own guns for home protection, but they don't carry them. Some carry for personal protection beyond the home. Some people are collectors. Some are reenactors. Some do hunt. Amongst those, you have dedicated big game hunters. You have upland bird hunters. You have waterfowlers, small game hunters. You have varmint hunters. Some people participate in multiple disciplines, but many do not. And, of course, many gun owners simply inherited weapons, and they became gun owners, though they rarely, if ever, actually shoot. We can't possibly expect people that don't own guns to understand what we are and who we are and what we stand for. So everybody that is a gun owner, and, you know, apathy becomes an issue here. Everybody that's a gun owner, you have to almost become an ambassador for gun ownership. The one thing that stops someone very often from morphing from being a non-gun owner to being an anti-gunner is a friendly invitation to a range. Taking them out there and letting them see. Even Piers Morgan, Ted Nugent took Piers Morgan to some indoor range in Texas. Piers Morgan got on the range, fired a variety of weapons, and described it as exhilarating. But because he was on camera, of course, he couldn't get out there and say, "Cool, this is quite nice. I actually like it, Ted. Thanks very much for the invite." Couldn't do that because he was on camera. But you have to be a little bit more than just owning the gun, because you're one in three in the United States. If there's 300 million people in the United States, there's 100 million plus gun owners. You're one in three. So that means that over the course of the day, you're going to run into, you know, every time you meet three people, two of them are not going to own a gun. If it comes up, talk about it. Explain it. If they can't be swayed, you know, it's like using the force. If you will not be dead, of course, don't destroy them with lightning from your fingertips if they can't be turned. But take the time to try to reason with them and invite them to the range. Let them make the decision for themselves. You'd be surprised what that will do. For a lot of people, especially, I know a lot of anti-gunner golfers that get it when you take them to the range, because golf and shooting at a target is a lot alike. Except when I shoot, I never drink. Where when I used to play golf, it was just an excuse to drink. I've given up golf. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right. Welcome back. On a Thursday morning in the upstate of South Carolina, where finally it is not raining and I might actually be able to cut the grass. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. I, as a Second Amendment advocate, I am against all forms of violence against all innocent people. I don't care why the violence is perpetrated upon them. Whether it's to take a female's virtue, or whether it's to take a purse, or a car, or a flat-screen TV, or a life. I am against all forms of violence. I don't want to see people getting killed, being hit in the head with a brick, being knifed, being shot, being beaten to death with hands and feet, which actually occurs more often than people getting shot by rifles. Crazy people find a way. Why this didn't make the news is beyond me. This happened in Santa Barbara, where Elliot Rogers did his little fun day of retribution. But a man in Santa Barbara, California, got out there, stabbed his parents and his two young sons and family dog to death before surrendering to authorities. The guy was 45 years old. He was arrested late Monday night after allegedly stabbing his parents, two young sons to death, blah, blah, blah. When sheriff's deputies arrived at the home, the perpetrator met them at the front door and was taken into custody. He knifed to death a 73-year-old, a 74-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And the family dog was also killed. This was a disturbed individual. And he killed four people with a knife. Evil is out there in all, you know, evil is that evil intent is the common denominator in all violence. Now, for the gun grabbers, they want to go after guns. And I'll tell you why they want to go after guns. Some of these guys have been very candid, if you will, They want to go after guns because some of them realize that the quote-unquote progressive goals of progressive government, read that to be socialistic, communistic, will never occur as long, they're never going to reach the end game with an armed populace in the United States. While they're out there trying to figure out how to get all the guns, one of the things that completely escapes them is how logistically nightmarish that would be to undertake such a task. Now, me and a lot of other people have discussed how this might happen. If it's the police doing it, they're going to have to concentrate force in a very small area. Okay? They're going to have to concentrate force in a very small area. Think the Bundy Ranch as an example. They concentrated force against one person. The word got out on that. And, of course, then they had to face a few more people than the one they wanted to arrest. And they were all holding heaters. And while they may have withdrawn because they didn't want to see shooting erupt, part of that was self-preservation. Okay? Part of that was self-preservation. Now, does this mean that we should buck up against the police every time they show their face? No. No, it does not. It does mean that Americans understand that sometimes the government can take something a bit too far. They can go a bit too far. Sending 200 Bureau of Land Management officers armed to the teeth, kitted up for full combat, to serve a collection notice on one rancher is a bit too far. That is a bit too far. You don't need air support to arrest someone. I don't care what he's carrying. You don't need air support for that. I know that the police nowadays get this thing ingrained in their head that everybody's got to go home safe. Well, pal, you volunteered for a job with a badge over your heart. So that means that you got to be cautious when you're doing it. You've got to be proficient when you're doing it. It does not mean that you get to unload on me while you're doing it. So they key in on gun violence, and then they do something that I call conflation of data, where they'll pull everything they can possibly look at and see and say this is gun violence. Bloomberg had this bus tour going around, and they were naming off people from that had died from gun violence. Unfortunately for him, the name Sarnaev had been ingrained in the social psyche, in the mental psyche of everybody there. And when they were calling out one of the brothers, Sarnaev, as being a victim of gun violence, who was shot by police and then run over by his brother, well, then people got the idea. See, here's the thing about the police shooting a bad guy, you shooting a bad guy. That's a last-ditch effort, and you had no other choice to do it. But the person that you shoot, the person that the police shoot, made that happen. They made that occur. Police don't go on the shift thinking, well, you know, I can't wait to shoot somebody today. You as a gun carrier don't go out on your way to get, a latte or buy groceries thinking, well, I just hope some fool crosses my path and I have to go to fill my hand. That's just not the way it works. Simply is not. So, when you hear this thing about gun violence, all of these things that are being put together to address gun violence, that's an attack on your rights. That's an attack on your rights, because what they intend to do with their plan to address gun violence is they have to start with people that are going to follow the law, don't they? They have to start with the law-abiding, don't they? They have to go after the low-hanging fruit for them. Now, that has been the rule of thumb for a very long time. And recently in New York and in Connecticut, we have seen instances, well, you know, big instances, where there's outright defiance against the law. In New York, they have the SAFE Act, where everybody that owned a semi-automatic firearm, which they term an assault weapon, everybody that owned one of those had to register that. And I think about 6% of those have been registered at this point. New York State, when you get outside of New York City, New York State is a big gun state, big hunting state. The sheriffs don't want to back up the SAFE Act. The state police don't want to back up the SAFE Act. What you have left is Cuomo pounding a desk. And if you've noticed, very, very little news about the SAFE Act is actually trickling out now, because it's not that they're not enforcing it, it's that they can't enforce it. In Connecticut, same thing. Malloy, he's got his little gun registration. Just yesterday, one of the primary architects of the new gun legislation that was passed in Connecticut wanted to run for the Republican nomination for state governor, and he lost because the gun owners turned out. If you think about it, if you were to go look at the last presidential election and look at the number of people that voted in the last presidential election, the gun owners in the United States nearly outnumber everybody that voted. We are a very impressive voting bloc. And we are a force to be reckoned with. When we get back, we're going to talk about how the Department of Agriculture doesn't need guns. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Following the 2002 Homeland Security Act, which never should have been enacted, which was enacted by George Bush, that granted various agency offices of the Inspector General arrest and firearm authority. I have no problem with certain law enforcement agencies tooling up and carrying weapons. None whatsoever. I do have to ask why the IRS, the Department of Agriculture, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency, NASA, I have to ask why these guys, the Department of Education, why do these guys have SWAT teams? Why do they have an enforcement arm? Can't they go to the FBI and get some help if they need it, or local law enforcement? What could possibly the Department of Education need equipment to go carry out a paramilitary raid? Finally, in Congress, some people are looking at this, and they want to try to demilitarize them. Representative Chris Stewart out of Utah is put forward a bill that calls for these agencies to not only lose that authority granted to them by the Department of Homeland Security Act, but also restrict them from acquiring military weaponry. See, the problem, and yes, I've heard all about the fusion centers and everything, but the problem with taking law enforcement and trying to make them paramilitary, the difference between combatants and combat arms MOS people in the military versus, say, law enforcement. Law enforcement has a very big job, and they have to be almost a master of all trades, which is impossible. Military, on the other hand, is the combat arms part of it. Very specialized. One thing is fighting with weapons. Very simply put, these agencies, it's not the weapons. It's not them having the weapons. It's not them having the equipment. It's them knowing how to use it and when to use it. Now, one of the phenomena we're going through right now, crime is down almost by half over the last 20 years, and yet we're having more no-knock raids, and a lot of them are federal, than we've ever had before. 50,000 no-knock raids per year. Now, a no-knock raid, when this was designed, it was designed to do two things. If you're going in against a very violent suspect, or you're going in against a suspect that might destroy evidence, that is when you can do the no-knock raid. However, they've used no-knock raids to break up illegal poker games and They go in all the time on people with about drugs. Now, I get where they might flush the drugs down the drain or something, but if the marijuana field is behind your house, why do you have to execute a no-knock raid? Can't you just knock on the door? The other problem with the no-knock raid is that a lot of times they get the address wrong, or they're operating on very bad intel. California, L.A. County, they execute a no-knock raid on a house that they suspect is a meth house. They suspect this because a confidential informant stood somewhere in the neighborhood and said, I smell chemical smells. So then an undercover guy went into the neighborhood and said, I too smell chemical smells. So they go in on a house. Now, they know going into the house that this is occupied by a 70-some-odd-year-old couple with no criminal record, no history of violence, no nothing. So they go in there with their MP5, their H&K MP5 submachine guns, firing the 9mm round at, I don't know if it's subsonic or supersonic. I don't really want to be trying to catch them at any speed. Go in there with those weapons on hot, on fire. They find an elderly gentleman in the bed with a gun on the nightstand, and they shoot the elderly gentleman 6 times in the bed. Then, in the after-action report, they say he stumbled out into the hallway, and while our lights were shining on him, we noticed he had a gun, and when we told him to drop the gun, he failed to follow our instructions, so we shot him 6 times. Yeah. Police officers are not combatants. A lot of times on these no-knock raids, they shoot each other. It's almost like a feeding frenzy for some of these guys. So why, when law enforcement is in the purview of the Department of Justice, why does the EPA have a SWAT team? Why do they need weapons? Why do they need ammo? If they're going to go somewhere where they think it's hot, can't they request some assistance? Because they don't know what they're doing. The bill is H.R. 4934, entitled the Regulatory Agency Demilitarization Act, and it would place a freeze on weapons purchases by all federal agencies, with exception for those who have traditional law enforcement or defense tasking, such as the FBI, the U.S. Coast Guard. These guys need guns. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. The Department of Agriculture doesn't need guns. The Department of Education doesn't need guns. We don't even need a Department of Education. And we got one, and we're giving them guns. In addition, this bill would strike the 2002 clause that allows more than 60 Office of Inspector General officers to carry guns and arrest suspects. According to a 2006 GAO report, we have no less, as of 2006, than 137,929 armed law enforcement officers in 104 agencies that work for the federal government. Besides the Justice Department of Homeland Security, which they actually might do something that might be considered violent, most of these OIG agents are investigating regulatory crime. Read that to mean white collar. Read that to mean nonviolent. In 1973, we had, as far as criminal investigators in non-traditional civilian agencies, we had 500 of those in 1973. By 2011, we got 3,800 of them. And crime is going down. And it's not because of them now. Don't kid yourself. It's not because of this increased presence. The only thing that has increased along the way is a bunch of armed idiots running around that has a badge that says, that's right, I'm a federal SWAT officer. Really? Who do you work for? The National Oceanic Atmospheric Agency. I'm on their SWAT team. Well, what happens if I say there is no climate change? Get on the ground! That's when they get involved. That's when they get involved. There's been, since, with all of these regulatory agents, there's been, their record is great. They have done, they've executed a raid on a California organic grocery store suspected of selling raw milk. I saw that just the other day on TMZ. The raw milk crime explodes. There's been a pre-dawn raid by agents of the Department of Education at a home being investigated for student aid fraud. Door getting kicked in, a bunch of black ninjas coming in with wearing little masks on their heads saying, "Get down, get down!" So, you got a student loan, and you didn't actually go to school. The U.S. Department of Agriculture wants 40 caliber submachine guns. The USDA explained they need the submachine guns to arm their 172 Office of Inspector General special agents because of the potentially life-threatening situations while conducting investigations of fraud in farm programs, smuggling, and other crimes. I don't care what they need it for. I don't care if they're doing a crackdown on the illegal egg trade. They don't need guns. They don't need submachine guns. They don't need sidearms. If they want to do that, then they need to get into the real deal. But we don't need rent-a-cops. I hope to see this get pushed through. We need to wait till after the election. Then Obama can veto it. And then we can gun for him next. Let's go into the next hour on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.